次大会的公告当成已经宣读。该公告在本公司已发给各股东的日期为2013年4月26日的刊函内。
在开始本股东周年大会的第一项议程之前，请确保在座的本公司股东或其受委托代表已经由本公司的香港股份过户登记分处、国家证券登记有限公司核对身份，只有符合出席会议资格的股东及其受委托代表还有权利在会议上投票及发问。根据上市规则第13.394条之规定，股东大会上股东所做的任何表决必须以投票方式进行，本公司章程第66条亦有相同之规定，因此本股东周年大会的决议案将以一股一票的投票方式表决，而本公司的香港股份过户登记分处、国家证券登记有限公司将担任次次会议的监票员。如有任何股东、委任代表或获政治授权代表公司出席本大会的人士未获派投票表格，请举手向监票员示意。
Point of order.These documents are all published in Chinese and English, and thank you for the English translation, but all of your signs are in Chinese, so I don't know who you all are, except that I'm sure that you're Miss Iris Wu, is that correct? And as for the others, would you mind writing on your signs your English name so that we can understand who you are?
Good. Should we just...
And ask me to memorize it, then I'm at a disadvantage. Everybody else can just read.
My name is Wu Qiqing, Financial Controller and Company Secretary.
You are the... Mr...
Wu
Qiqing. Wu Qiqing. Oh yes, you're in the senior management. Okay, right. Thank you, Mr. And...
Yes, I'm Jiang Jiangcai. I'm an independent director.
Oh, are you the corporate governance professor?Are you the corporate governance professor?
No, I'm a accounting professor, department of accounting.
From the university?
Yes.
In Taiwan? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, right. So you're the one that's chairing this meeting, okay?
Okay.
But you are on your website an expert in corporate governance, according to your website.Yes, okay, Mr. Chang, yes, yes.
I'm Thomas Ng, the company legal advisor in Hong Kong.
And which, are you?
I'm of the law firm Yu Lai and Lee.
Yu Lai and Lee. Mr. Thomas?
Thomas Ng, let's speak in Mandarin, yeah.
Or Ng, right. Okay. Right, okay, thank you, Mr. Ng. So in fact, you're not on the board?
No.
No, but you're sitting on the board right now.
I'm sitting on the company's
bank. Okay, so we have three direct. We have two directors, one CFO, good, and then. And you're the new chief executive.
He's the executive director.
Yes. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm Emily Yang, representing the Deloitte Thomas, the auditors of the company.
Emily Yang.Thank you. Right. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3. We have 4 directors. Okay.
Yes.
And the others? The chairman could not come because he's ill, so please send in my best wishes for healthy recovery.
Okay.
And what about the other directors? We have a few more than that, don't we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7 directors.
Should we proceed the meeting as a normal procedure? You know, are we discussing
1, 2, 3 directors? Sorry, we've only got 3 directors, 4 and 6. Is that right? I've miscounted.
Are we strict to the meeting, the procedure, the agenda?
I'm just checking. This is the annual general meeting here.
Yeah, it is.
It's recommended practice for all of the independent directors to attend the meeting, as you know, Code on Corporate Governance. Do you know where the other independent directors are?
Attended today.
Did they? Well, they must have had notice of the meeting. They, as members of the board, set the date. So why did they not attend?
Well, I think there's the chairman of the board here, and then he can represent the whole board of the R&DD. And then today is an AGM, and we should proceed the meeting as schedule, you know, that's the not the time to discuss maybe who should attend. And
I'm just reminding you of the obligations in the code on corporate governance. Yeah. Right. Perhaps you could remind those directors as well.
I see that at this point, I think maybe for the next meeting, we will see that we need to invite all the directors to attend. But for today, you know, I advise that the chairman of the meeting, you know, to concede the meeting as scheduled.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
各位出席的股东及股东代表应该都已取得投票表格，决议案将开始进行。另外，为了节省股东会进行的时间，本席建议于宣读所有议案后，再请股东一并填写各项议案的表决票。请问各位股东对会议进行方式有没有任何问题？
好、
I think that's a question. Can we get an English translation for that, please?
Translator, please keep up.
I believe that all the shareholders have received the voting form. Now I proceed the meeting agenda. To save time, I recommend that the shareholders vote on the resolution after all resolution of the meeting has been read. Does anyone have another question?
Questions?
No.
If no questions, now I propose the first resolution.
What's the question of procedures?
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第一项议案是接纳及行揽本公司截至2012年12月30日止年度资金审核综合财务报表，连同董事会报告及核数师报告。这些报表及报告已全部载于本公司2012年年报之内。
如果各位同意，我将董事会报告及核数师报告当成已经宣读。
The first resolution of this meeting is to consider the audit consolidated financial statement ended 31st December 2012, together with the report of the board and auditors. These reports have been included in the 2012 annual results. If everyone agrees, I propose that the report of the board and auditors has been read.
各位股东可参阅4月26日本公司寄发的股东会通函第16页第一项，也就是接纳及行揽本公司截至2012年12月30日止年度资金审核综合财务报表，连同董事会报告及核数师报告，分别有中英文字对照。谢谢。
Shareholders may refer to the resolution number 1 on page 16 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese mail to you on 26 April 2013. That is, to receive and consider the audit consolidated financial statement of the company for the year ended 31st December 2012, together with the report of the director and auditor of the company. Thank you. Does anyone have any questions?
Yes, good morning, members of the board. I know it's been a difficult year commercially, and our company has made only a very small profit. In fact, on a comprehensive income basis, it's made a loss. Their turnover has shrunk considerably. And so first of all, could you tell us what the key factors areIn the shrinking turnover, and whether you see these factors being reversed in the current year?
Mr. Webb, I believe that this question may be not relevant to this resolution number one.
Yes, it is. The resolution is to consider and approve the accounts, and I'm asking you about the turnover in the accounts.Of course, it's perfectly relevant. What are the key factors in the reduction of turnover, and do you see any prospect of reversing that in the new year?
I think for that, the view of the auditor, they would think, they would express.
I'm not asking the auditor. I'm not asking the auditor.
Because the resolution number one is related to the auditor report.
And this is the report.We're not talking about the auditor's letter, I'm talking about the report. Please don't be obtuse. Why don't you try treating shareholders with some respect and answering their reasonable questions?
Sure. I recommend the chairman of the meeting, the may not be a relevant question can't be put aside.
You're not a director. Would you please be quiet and let the director speak? The chairman of the meeting is supposed to conduct the meeting.
He's going to answer it after because he doesn't think it's relevant.
I don't understand. Can you translate the answer, please?
The first resolution of the meeting is to consider the audit and consolidated financial statements ended 31st December 2012 together with the report of the board and audit. If you have any question,
yes, I am.
To raise, but if the question is not related to this resolution, then they suggest you that we can discuss it at the meeting.
I am indeed asking a question relevant to the resolution. These are the audited consolidated financial statements. They reflect the performance of the company during the year. I am asking about the key factors resulting in the turnover reduction of our company. I should also explain, I am recording the proceedings of this meeting so that outside shareholders are in no doubt about what is going on here.
Let's invite our financial controller, Mr. Jeffrey, to answer
the question. Yes, I'm back. The shrinking turnover, I think this is part of our economy. We are an OEM company, and it really depends on the buyers and the receive orders. But as said in the financial statements, the economy downturn and all this recent state and the financial report. So that is why the turnover, the shrinking turnover.
Well, we're in optical components, and people are buying more and more smartphones with cameras built in, digital cameras. Do we make components for the cameras inside smartphones? Surely that's a growth business still, and in tablets as well, of course.
We're sure that the board will consider all the opportunity to expand the turnover, and the director has planned for the next 1 to 2 years the capital expenditure on certain area, and do you think we should
yes, please explain. Yes,
right now because briefly,
could you just answer first of all, are we currently making components for camera modules in phones and tablets, or only for digital still cameras, standalone cameras? There must be a strong overlap in those industries. One here is to ask sensible, reasonable questions for a while. I'm getting comfortable. Onto the meeting, and we obviously prepared a legal script saying that's not a relevant question.
Yeah.
Which it is, and we're using a script saying it's not.
to be fair to all of the other shareholders,
please translate.
Translate into English to Chinese to the other shareholders.
他的问题你要把它翻译给大家都知道，他讲完的时候你把它翻译到都知道，然后再他回答，他就在一起翻译，这样大家所有的需要后都才会知道他的问题的存在。
请问机器有没有在做smartphone，就是智慧型手机方面的那个零组件？可以啊。Now we do a little, but not the really material percentage in terms of the whole turnover. But as I said, you know, the board will definitely consider this part might be a future plan. You know, we will have capital expenditure on developing new products and a new production line in line with the whole economy. I mean, the board, of course, will consider, you know, the demand out there, and we will have the appropriate policy or appropriate, you know, production to meet the customer requirement.
I know the cameras inside phones are much smaller. The camera modules in phones are obviously much smaller than a digital still camera, but the components must be very similar, focusing mechanisms, lenses, CCDs and so on. So we already have the capacity to do these things.
前面那个没有翻译吧？前面那个他的回答你没有翻译吧？好，其实他其实现在其实有计划，有几个发展的计划正在进行当中。你翻answer，你翻question，好不好？这样他可能会比较好。刚Jeffrey的回答是说，我们现在有在做一些那个智慧型手机或者是平板电脑的那个相机的零组件，但是只有一点点相对于整个turnover来说是比较少的。那我们未来有这个。计划会做的就是相关的生产线，然后刚刚这位先生他就问了说，那个手就是 smartphone 跟平板电脑的零组件和 digital camera 的零组件应该是相似的，那我们是不是有这个能力可以做这些 smartphone 这部分的产品？
Yeah, just yes, we have planned in the future, and your question was.
My question is, well, you said you're already doing a small amount,
right?
So we already have the capacity, the capability.
Okay. In our plan, that in the next 1 to 2 years, we will, as I mentioned, we have some capital expenditure on the R&D and some production line, as you just mentioned. Maybe, you know, as stated in the circular, we have some, we don't have the capacity to produce some certain parts of components. That's why we need to purchase from the AOIL. That's the reason.
Yes, printed circuit boards you mentioned in the circular.
In the next 1 or 2 years, we are planning, this is one of our plans, to expand our production capacity, including that part. So
to make your own PCBs?
We'll consider that PCB.
Right. She's making this up because she's disagreeing with it, isn't she? Sorry, you just said that you're planning to, now you're not planning to do PCBs.
Planning to expand our production, but I didn't mention that we plan to develop PCB.
What things do you need to invest in then, if you're continuing to buy PCBs from the parent?
Okay.
And how much would that cost us from our current reserves?
I think that this is really the, as I mentioned, you know, briefly, that we have a plan, but in detail, I think this is not the right time to discuss, because we're talking about the first solution. We spent too much time on this.
Okay, well, let's
really
talk about
the question then.
Let's talk about the balance sheet then, because the balance sheet, when you went public in 2006, you announced in the prospectus a detailed use of proceeds plan, and you had a plan if you had more proceeds than that. There were two versions, left and right, depending on whether you had over allotment of shares, there would be more proceeds, and use the same percentage to decide how to allocate that money. But we've been sitting on the proceeds And our operating cash flow has been adequate to finance all necessary R&D and capital expenditure in the last 7 years, since 2006. And therefore, we have an overcapitalized company currently with $113 million of cash sitting in accounts earning between 0 and about 0.5% in US dollars. And this is a huge drag on our company. It's money that all shareholders, including Asia Optical, including myself, could use investing in their business or their investments. I could take the money and buy more shares in Yorkie. I could take the money and buy more shares in some of the other companies I invest in. And we shouldn't have all this money sitting around without a proper purpose. The percentage return of profit divided by equity is driven by two things, profit and equity. And we have about 4 times more equity than we need. So if you return the excess equity to shareholders, all shareholders, then your return on equity when you return to profitability, which of course I hope you will, your return on equity will be 4 times higher in percentage terms. This is a win-win situation for everybody. Why don't you do that?
大家可以看到2006年的 balance sheet， 从那时候开始就一直不断，公司方面就有不断说有计划要进行，那这7年来也就将了一些钱花费在 R&D 上面等等的上面，那公司目前就是资金过多，现在有130个 million 的美金，那这对公司来说其实是一个资金过剩的状况，那对于其他对于我们这些股东，还有像是 AO 或是我来说，我们可以拿这些钱，然后再去做其他的投资。那但是公司方面却没有适当的运用。那对股东来说呢，主要获得公司方面的收益就是来自于利润跟 equity 这两个部分。那目前公司的 equity 呢是有4倍之多。那是不是如果能够公司能够将部分的这些金额退给股东的话，那对于公司还有股东来说是双赢的局面。
First, I thought the question was about whether the balance sheet is in compliance with the American rules, but again, you know, this is.
You understand English well enough to understand that was not what I was asking.
Let me continue. And you focus on the cash, the issue, and. Well, I briefly tell you that since 2006, since the IPO, we did expand on the asset, you know, expand the production line, but we didn't, you know, reflect that doesn't didn't reflect it in the asset because we expanded it in the year during the year. That's why. And we did that, you know, in all these years, bit by bit, but it didn't show in the partnership, but that doesn't mean that we didn't, you know, expand our production line. We didn't use our money to expand, the business in terms of expanding the production line. So that's briefly explain this part to you.
Ms. Wu.
因为这个 resolution one 呢是跟我们的那个财务报表有关，但是这位先生着重在于都是我们应该公司应该要把那个多余的现金派发出来。那其实我们从2006年 IPO 上市以来，我们都持续的有把这个IPO 募来的钱花在我们的发展计划上面，所以其实这个钱是真的有在做的，而不是就只是放在那边。
Ms. Wu, I've met you before. I came to this AGM several years ago and we had a similar conversation, but without the benefit of subsequent history. And I can now say clearly that over 7 years, the cash balance of our group has hardly changed. Back then, of course, there was an open question over whether, in fact, we would be using the money in the near future. But now it's proven that we didn't. Now, you're also... At the time, you only had about 4% shareholding through Asia Optical, but you're also director of Asia Optical. Now you have about 27%. 27% of this money is yours, and 5% of it nearly is mine. Okay. Now, surely your shareholders in Taiwan, Asia Optical, and your business in Taiwan, Asia Optical, and elsewhere would welcome this return of cash so that you can use it in your business. Don't you agree with me that it would be a sensible thing, for the time being at least, to withdraw this equity from Yorkie? If they ever need it back for a big project, I would be happy to support a rights issue. But in the meantime, don't you think that the right way forward, in corporate governance reasons, in practical reasons for our own investments, it would make sense to return this money?
吴小姐你好，我相信我们在几年前，我几年前也有来过HM， 我相信我们已经有见过面了。那当时这七年来，那个 cash balance 都从未变过。那当时不是一个问题，因为当时有会公司方面是有说会将这些钱用在一些发展上面。那目前证明就是钱都没有花在这上面。那您在亚洲光学台湾的公司也拥有4%。的股权，那现在拥有27%，那您在亚洲光学也是担任董事。那至于我呢，我拥有Yorkie 5% 的接近5%的持股。那您代表的公司亚洲光学，难道不希望 Yorkie 能够将一些现金退还给我们，然后让我们，例如说您的部分就是发展在您的事业上？那如果京西这现在有一个很大的案子要进行的话，那当然是没有问题。但是同时，您会不会觉得说，这京西将一些现金退还给股东，对于公司还有对于大家的财务上都是很有帮助的呢？
我个人认为，这个当然我担任过很多家公司的这个director，那么所以呢，参加过很多公司在讨论这个股利的政策。那么股利的政策呢，事实上是一种非常复杂而且非常重要的一个议题，它并没有办法只有考量是某一个部分，它必须考量的有几点。我个人认为第一个呢，当然公司的资金是不是充足，这是第一点。很显然的，我们京西的资金是充足的，但是呢，它必须要考量的这个第一个就是市场的大到派息的一个比例到底是怎么样，它是不是跟公司的政策有符合，是不是有给这个所有的股东呢？都已经也包括这个股东过去他配的状况，是不是符合一般正常的银行的利率更好的水平？有没有照顾到所有的股东各方面？以及公司最重要的是公司未来的一个长期的一个发展。那来先翻译好了 ，OK。
I have been several directors of many companies in Taiwan, and I also joined many companies to decide their dividend policy.I think that there is many factors to decide the dividend policy. A company should consider many factors. There is no single absolute criterion to decide the dividend. So I think to decide the dividend, we have to consider such as if the company has sufficient funds and what the historic dividend payout ratio, and whether it is better than the bank rate.
所以呢，就京西来讲，事实上他过去都符合了这个水平，他有照顾，他过去呢，从 IPO 之后呢 ，Yorkie 他都有赚钱，而且呢，所赚的钱几乎是100%的配给所有的股东，甚至过去的 payout ratio 也曾达到150%的一个水平。那么呢，当然发配的这个股息呢，如果把它换算成股息的殖利率，都是超过这个10%的一个状况。根据我的了解呢，香港的所有的上市柜公司的这个股息的殖利率平均是3.38%，所以呢，那且的银行的利率水平也不到这个，不过是2%左右。所以过去 Yorkie 所配出来的股息有这个10%，那事实上是优于香港的上市公司的配息的水平，也优于这个银行的这个利率水平。所以我认为这个 Yorkie 的配出来的股息呢，已经有照顾到全体的股东了。
Toyota, since the IPO, we have made profits and share the profits we earn to the shareholders. And we have shared 100% of what we earn to the shareholder. And the payout ratio even reached to 150%. And you can see the dividend yield of Yorkie has been approximately at 10%, which is better than the average of the market, which is 3.38%.And this is also better than the bank rate, which is 2%. So I think the payout ratio of Yoki is better than most of the listed company in Hong Kong and in bank.
Ridiculous comparison.
我们过去呢，过去这个Yoki呢，的确是有很多的计划要发展很多的新的事业。 但是我们都知道，过去从九八金融风暴以来，市场的环境变化非常大，所以呢，公司近期非常的谨慎，小心去评估我们每一分钱。对对，所以呢，就是持续的不断的在探寻这个新的事业的机会，并根据我的了解，它并不是没有做，而是在找很多的这个新的产品、新的事业线要来运作这个公司的。所以我认为呢，这些因为呢，就像 这个名词的微博所知道，就是说我们在不管是在跑到新的事业机会的过程之中，当然也可能是在如果假设钱发完再做方类型也是可以，但是这方类型是要成本的，要时间的，它是不是因此就会丧失了这个寻求新的事业的机회？我想这个是公司也必须去考量跟评估的。所以我相信这个整个的董事会呢，对整体的这个经济的运作的事业是非常的谨慎小心。
Yoki's have several plans to develop in the future. The financial crisis in 1998, which caused a lot of influence on Yoki. The company has carefully to evaluate the market condition and will try to explore new business opportunities. As Mr. Wei know that, of course, as you suggest, if company have good plans, the company can fundraising, but this is a very serious issue to consider, and the opportunity may disappear, and the company and the directors want to run the company soundly and solidly.
我想我已经在这个议题上大概二十分钟，我们在这个议题上大概二十分钟。我们想看看其他的股东。我都有啲问题。咁你问我有冇问题，我话讲下啦。即系我谂今日除咗主席冇嚟咧，都有啲失望啦，系嘛？因为在座嗰啲有啲唔系即系唔系揸人董事啊，只系非揸人董事。 咁佢對於公司嘅運作咧，有時真係唔係太清楚嘅。咁有個財務總監嚟答，即係我睇今年蒸氣嘅業績咧，就可以講話係好差嘅，因為你哋個純利咧就實在太少，即係嚇人一驚。即係一間上市公司賺多咁少錢，咁即係雖然你話個市場係好艱難，因為 咁我就係想聽下你哋嘅意見，即係而家咁嘅情況啊！我哋面對嘅緊係一個，我相信係你哋 IPO 上市以嚟係最艱難嘅時刻嚟㗎，因為你哋都通常都係做嗰啲光學，係啲數碼相機啊、歌大嘢，即係而家歌大嘢係走緊落下下坡嘅。 即係而家人哋啲影相都係用架手機嚟影，即係你係冇用手機，人手機嗰方面係做啲嘢嘅話，喺嗰邊嘅話咧，你純粹係數碼或者係電腦啊或者其他科學咧，都係好難。咁樣我想問下你哋處理，你哋有咩大計，即係去面對呢個困境？ 因為你哋話我講整多啲海外研發多啲嘢，咁但係你哋又冇講你哋研發啲乜嘢喎？擴大啲市場，咁有冇講你哋想點樣去擴大你哋嘅市場？咁即係如果依班以前嗰套咁樣做落嚟咧，就真係前景就堪憂啦。咁我另外一個問題我又想問，即係因為上年時咧個主席 嗰個鄭係咪鄭永？鄭啊，鄭嘅鄭先生就係退任咗，而家呢個廖先生做主席。咁係咪因為即係因為咩問題，佢退落嚟，佢係咪退休定點樣樣？抑或咧就而家想任呢個係即係佢唔熟嗰行啊，或者佢可能做其他生意好叻，咁但係佢係搞蒸氣咧，佢係新嘅，咁係因為呢個即係接班人嘅問題。 就令到現在的困境呢，原底已經是困境了，你再臨危換一個新主帥上去呢，就困境更加惡化，會不會是這個問題？還有你們怎樣解決這個問題？剛才Bill Yen就說你們如果有現金可以派回給股東，因為你們現在好像擠了一筆錢在幾年呢，都沒有怎樣動用過，如果你真的有大計的，那當然去用啦，我都贊成你用，但如果你沒有大計，或者我們現在都不知道怎樣搞作，你就真的不如派回去出來，讓其他的股東去有更加的投資，那我真的希望你們做回好一點，真的看下去就真的，我看不出你們能夠給到什麼希望，我單看這個年報你說不出你們對下一年你們要怎樣去做，怎樣能夠將這麼低 的純利六萬多元美金，是不是那就是48萬港幣而已，那就是我一年都不止這個數，那就是這麼一家上市公司如果是做那個純利是這麼低，你們真真正正要想辦法，就不要經常跟我們說話怎樣，你要說一些實質的東西給我們聽，我們想做哪行，或者想轉哪行，或者我們現在會在智能手機方面去做，
大概都清楚了，
就是你想你們說的
他們兩個分
其實重視就是整個
即是講重點啦，不用我講了那麼多東西，你真的發
你真的發你真的發你真的發
我
们这个 meeting 是用 trilingual
的，就是先帮我们翻成普通话。
你普通话，你我广东话你不识听啊？咁你翻译普通话啦，我都冇办法，因为我唔识讲普通话。
不好意思，不好意思，那不好意思，你不大概讲一下。
我说我们
是普通话，
简单来说就是他的提问就是我们有。他有些希望在今年看到我们的产业的报价好像在往下降，这个盈利啊还有其他，另外就是他担心就是如果我们还是根据我们这我们的核心的业务来做，好像没有什么前景，他也非常担心，因为现在可能是在智能手机啊其他的东西啊，这个潮流我们有什么计划，就是这个方面，但他这里听得我们说我们有计划，但是好像不太详细的解释一下就究竟我们的计划是什么东西，如果是这样他觉得的有点希望是吧，但是当然对就是他想问我们的董事在未来其实有什么的建议，什么计划徘徊你的机器是吧，你的对你的身上比较有什么在发展上都会搞的东西，
不过我都要赞你们总是有一句，虽然是这么艰难的情况，但你们都是你们赚能够赚到多少钱，如果是有现金流你们都派晒，那这件事即跟你們以前的派息政策都是比較慷慨的有關，即是我不會說我因為我業績差樣我賺得那麼少我不派息，你不會，那這件事你就跟我翻譯翻國語給他們聽，即我都會賺
得那麼多，那你是不是覺得我們是一間好公司
的，但好公司都要有前景的嘛，你雖然是好都要有前景才可以繼續。
這個安慰
Can you translate please? I can't understand her and I can't understand him, so can you
唯一的安慰就是我们一家公司它每一年的派息，这个是很难得的，因为就现在你看到这个环境赚的不多，但是也派息，过去我们赚的钱也都全都派出来给你们，这个我相信的其他的公司的涨价应该是有，当中这是我们的其中一件是吧？
妈有，不过少啲啫，都有啲赚赚。
这个拍戏这个方面，他觉得是感到安慰的。
Okay, I will translate the question.
Summarize.
Okay,
summarize.
And the question summarizing, the company has, the turnover, no matter turnover or profit, are less than usual than past. She's worried about the company. If we keep doing our business right now, there might be no future. Because now the smartphone or tablet they are the trend in the, for the market right now. Although the company also have plans, the company says they have plans, but there is no clear explanation to the shareholders. So what's the opinion of the director in terms of this situation?
Okay, and the answer was?
The answer was? And the answer was because for the company, usually a company with little profit, it's hard for the company to, you know, pay out the dividend. And but we still with a little profit, and in the past,
massive reserves.
When we make money, we still pay out the dividend. This is very not.
Look, Ms. Wu, I have to return to what you said earlier. You made some ludicrous comparisons between equity and bank deposits. Bank deposits have no material risk. Okay, they are in, they're guaranteed, the government stands behind them implicitly. Okay, they don't go down in value. Your shares go down in value, all right, as well as up. They can go both ways. Now, that's why you expect higher rates of return. But you really don't get the point. You're focusing on the income statement while you're talking about the balance sheet. These are two different things. I agree that you have paid out, it's a fact, you've paid out 100% of earnings per share, roughly, since the company went public. That's not the issue. The issue is how much cash does this company actually need for its foreseeable requirements. That is what drives dividend policy, not what percentage of earnings are we paying out, but what are our reasonable capital requirements for our business, and how can we maximize return on equity for all shareholders? Okay, that's the issue here. It's not how much you paid out, nor is it an issue of what is the dividend yield, because that depends on two things, the dividend and the share price. The share price has been plummeting. Are you saying that you're a good company if your shares go to 1 cent, because then the yield will be 200% if you paid out 2 cents? No, of course not. We actually want the yield to go down. We want the shares to go up and the yield to go down without reducing the dividend, of course. Okay, so that's an irrelevant factor that you've raised. The only thing that matters here is that our company is the fattest company in Hong Kong in terms of its excessive cash on its balance sheet. Actually, there's one more, which is in Vietnam, and it's also run by Taiwanese management for some reason I don't understand, but it's a Taiwanese-controlled motorbike maker. But that's the real issue here. Too much money on the balance sheet. No need for it, clearly no need for it over the last 7 years, and your all of your R&D and your CapEx, your mold making, your production lines has all been financeable out of depreciation and cash flow, so it is not money that you need. So please stop focusing on the payout ratio. That's not relevant here. You don't have to change the payout ratio on your recurrent earnings. It's what, and in fact, in future, there may be a good reason for reducing the payout because you have a big plan for the next 3 years. You want to build a new factory. Okay, that's fine. You retain your earnings while you're building the factory. Don't pay a dividend for 3 years because your balance sheet needs the money. But right now, the balance sheet doesn't need the money. So focus on the balance sheet, not the income statement. Mr. Nagio, you're from a different background. You've worked in many good companies like Pioneer. I hope you understand enough of my English to understand the point. You're not a shareholder, you're a CEO. But you have a voice. And by the way, you don't have a finance director. Why isn't, if Mr. Ng has so much to say, why don't you make him a director?
Yeah. More questions. He's saying basically he'd like to stop the proceedings here and is asking if any other shareholders have any other questions.
Oh, well,
so,
you do.
So yeah, I do actually. Going back to the cash issue again, 113 million in cash, you basically earn 1.4 million. That's a 1.2% return, which is actually less than what she said about 3.38% return. But you've got a capex of $300,000. I mean, I know that you can say that it's like you're thinking about expanding, you're thinking about doing many things, but effectively, we've almost got a company that's worth $1.50. A dollar of it is in cash, and currently, I mean, the market value is our company at 78 cents. Don't you see the inefficiencies that two-thirds of your company is earning 1.2%? You've got an accounting degree, haven't you?
You are a professor in accounting with a specialism in corporate governance, according to your website.
I'm a shareholder as well. I'm eligible to ask questions, so you're eligible to answer them.
那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那不是那
他的问题就是说，现在公司有130个 million 的 cash，那刚刚有提到说那个市场的 return 的那个派息是3.38%，是错的，应该是1.2%。
No, $113 million in cash.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they have earned $1.4 million in interest off that cash.
Uh-huh.
That's the whole of 1.2%.
He said
That was a question, I believe.
And he hasn't answered.
The chairman of the meeting suggests we can proceed the meeting. Yoki has fully understand the question and will need further discussion on these questions. But now we want to proceed our first resolution. So can we proceed the meeting now?
I haven't got an answer yet.
Well, I think we quickly finish answering the question, this one, and then let's say we go on to the next resolution. Otherwise, I think now we already 50 minutes past. We don't even finish the first resolution. I think this is not efficient enough to carry a meeting like that. So the question was pretty much similar, that it seems that we have a lot of cash on bank and we didn't spend it efficiently, that's why we just earn a little interest. But the thing is, in the final point of view, you may have your point, but we're talking about running business here. The directors have their mind, their view to how to run the business. We are not just talking about giving out the cash, how to, you know, the, whether the cash should put in, the, in other investment tools. And this is not our core business. As
so is your core business putting it in safe deposits? That's what you're doing.
We don't spend too much time, you know, considering the out there, you know, whether there are any other investment options. But we do think, you know, we consider what's happening out there in the economy, and we have to make sure we don't spend money, you know, in an inefficient way, because we have to consider the best interest of the company and the shareholders as a whole.
Exactly. And the best interest of the company and the shareholders as a whole, since you don't need this cash in your core business, is to return it to shareholders.
Yeah,
a good company manages its balance sheet, not just its business.
Yes, the business this year is not doing well, but business is business. Sometimes doing well, sometimes doing not so well. It happens. But we have confidence. We are confident that we will do well in the next 1 or 2 years. That's why you, as investor, trust, believe in us since IPO. We are really a healthy company. We don't spend money like, you know, some company, they would consider some investment tools, buying some IQU or something like that, you know. We don't do that because we are very confident.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to start speculating.
Exactly.
I want
exactly.
you to return the money so
this
that I can invest it. Okay, I would buy more. I promise you, I would buy more shares of Yorkie
yes.
with the dividend.
Yeah.
If you return the cash to me, that would indicate that you have had a revolutionary
yes,
thought.
Can we? You know, I know your consideration, and
I could buy twice as many shares as I have now, with if you give back the
yes.
dividend.
Can I propose that? Because we haven't even finished the first version. Can we? Go on, finish the order,
yeah,
and then we've discussed because
I just hope I hope you will take all of these messages to the full board, because only 3 out of 7 of you are here today, and you're not even a director yet. I hope you will be one day, because frankly they need better advice. But you've got to sit down as a board and ask yourself about these questions, because it's not just me, it's Templeton, your 7% shareholder, and it's several other shareholders who you will see in the voting pattern today. Okay, a large portion of the minority shareholders, and I mean the real minorities, not the employee trust, not Ability Enterprise, a big trading partner. I mean the real outside shareholders don't like what's going on here. Okay.
So I think we got a message, you know, the directors. We I think we will come back later, or we will consider this there at the end of the day. And could we just go on proceed?
Oh. Right. Still got 2 more questions about these reports.
It's a very much a diverse
事情发生，但我们金熙非常有信心，在接下来的一两年呢，我们相信公司能够一定的好转。这就是为什么自从 IPO 之后呢，各位股东还是持续支持我们金熙，就是因为你们相信我们金熙是一个非常健全的公司。然后，所以刚刚另外一块。
这位股东他是说，所以呢，如果公司能够将一些现金还给各股东，那表示公司有决心要去做更好的发展。然后，如果公司有好的发展的话，就算我也可能买比现在更多的股票。然后，所以希望董事们呢可以真正的好好坐下来，然后思考这些问题，因为不止我，还有其他少数的股东，有这样的想法。
是，那针对刚刚这些问题，我想这个董事会的成员以及公司的管理阶层已经都知道这些是各位关心的事情。是，
我的问题是， 你们有没有留时间在这个股东大会后和投资者交流呢？如果有的话呢，那我觉得我们现在可以这个不再提问，然后先把股东大会开完。如果你们没有留时间呢，那可能大家都要 waste time， 浪费时间在上面持续的这个。我不知道你们到底有没有预留的时间，这个和这个投资者来做一个沟通。
所有的投资人面对面沟通。
是几点呢？从几点到几点呢？
停留在这个地方，好不好？
OK，
会后就停留在这个地方，
okay，
好不好？那我们把会议先进行。
那我现在作为大会主席呢，本人现在主张处理第一项议案。我们就不再接受其他问题了。
Still got two questions about the account.
我们就不再接受其他
问题。You're not answering
them. 其他。
等一下，我们会会后处理啊。
So after we vote, then you can answer them. So I can answer you.
我们在会后我们会有这个来回复在这里我们
Just give him 2 minutes to ask two questions.
2 minutes to ask two questions.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Okay, page 68 and page 69.
我们不再接受任何提问，因为在这个议题上已经处理非常久的一段时间，而且大家已经沟通得非常详细了。
I trust you. It's not to do with the cash. It's something else.
我们本人现在请一位股东动议接受及通过本集团截至
二零一二年12月 footnote number 19 and number 21
年度资金审核综合财报表、联团董事会报告及核数师报告。
I'd like to ask that.
Okay.
Number 21, you have unlisted funds of
$1.498 million.已经有股东动议了，我们必须继续进行下去。
Can you translate that for?
So now can we proceed the
That wasn't his. That wasn't what he said. What did he just say?
Thanks for your question. Now we will have time to discuss it after the AGM. We definitely will have time to discuss with all the shareholders.
Well, it's a fair question, and it's for the AGM.
Can we proceed our first resolution? Well, I believe that we have fully discussed on this issue, and we have spent reasonable time to discuss it. So,
this is a different part of the account that he's asking about. It's a simple question. Please just answer it. The question I suspect you're going to ask is, why, if you say you don't invest the cash in speculative instruments, then why are you buying bond funds?
And what are these bond funds?
What are these funds? Note 21, page 69.
我现在要请，刚刚已经有一位股东动议这一项法案，那现在请另外一位股东合议。
There's a shareholder to move the motion and another shareholder second the resolution.
谢谢，请司仪宣布下一议案。
Thank you. We will proceed the next resolution.
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第二项议案是批准截至2012年12月30日止年度的特别股息。本公司董事会建议就截至2012年12月30日止年度派发每股0.02港元的特别股息，可供港币约1655万6千元，而有关特别股息预计于2013年7月完成开户，将于适当时候就暂停办理股东登记之时间另外作出公布。
The second resolution of this meeting is to approve the special dividend and 31st December 2012. The board of the company suggests to distribute a special dividend of 2 cents Hong Kong dollar for each share, which equals to 16,556,000 Hong Kong dollar in total.The special dividend will be paid approximately in July 2013. We will make further announcement about when to suspend the shareholder registration.
请问各位股东对派发特别股息有没有任何问题？
Does anyone have any question about the special dividend?
When is the payment date for the dividend, and why haven't you announced the book closure date as well? It's conventional to do these things before the meeting and announce when these dates will be.
请问公司什么时候派发股息，还有那个book club公告的时间？
在我们的年报里面啊，现在 our financial statement we already mentioned that we at the end of the December we distribute the dividend.
Where does it say that?
Which page?
7月份, I think it does. What page? It just says in July. It says in July. Can you be specific what date that will be?
We would give out an announcement soon.
Because you do have to specify an actual date so that people can plan their cash flow as investors.
Well, actually, they will consider next time, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第十六页第二项宣派特别股息，分别有中英文字对照。董事会建议就截至2012年止年度派发每股0.02港元的特别股息，合共港币1656000元。谢谢。
好，本人现在请一位股东动议通过截至2012年12月31日止年度的特别股息。好，谢谢。
Shareholders may refer to the resolution number 2 on page 16 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese. That is, the directors declare a special dividend of Hong Kong dollar 2 cents for the total of Hong Kong dollar 16,556,000 in respect of the year ended 31st December 2012. Thanks. So, if there is no further question, I would like to invite a shareholder to move the motion to pass the proposed special dividend ended 31st December 2012.
是，那现在请一位股东合议。
我是关英雄。
好，谢谢，请司仪宣读下一议案。
And we will proceed the next resolution.
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第三件事是重选董事。并授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。根据本公司的公司章程细则及非执行董事和独立非执行董事各自的委任函，全体董事需于本股东周年大会上告退。上述董事们全部符合所需资格，已经表示愿意被重选为董事。
The third resolution of this meeting is to re-elect and elect directors and to authorize the board of the company to fix the directors.Remuneration. According to the company article of association and appointment letter to non-executive directors and independent non-executive directors, all directors should retire at the annual general meeting, and the above mentioned directors are all qualified to be re-elected as the directors.
好，现在本人会就重选五位董事提出个别议决，请问各位股东有没有任何问题？
Now I would like to pass the resolution of re-electing 5 directors individually. Does anyone have any question?
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第十六页第三项，考虑重选董事，并授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金，分别有中英文字对照。而本通函附录二有建议于股东周年大会重选董事的详细资料，请各位股东参阅，谢谢。
Shareholders may refer to resolution number 3 on page 16 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese. That is, to consider the re-election of the retiring director, the election of the directors, and to authorize the board of directors of the company to fix their remuneration. Shareholders may refer to the appendix 2 on the notice where the details of directors proposed.To be re-elected and elected are stated.
而本项议案的第一项此案，也就是重新委任永井三四度先生为本公司的执行董事，及授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。
是，请问各位股东有没有任何问题
？A sub resolution number one to the resolution to elect Mr. Nagai Mitchell as executive
executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix his remunerations.
请问各位股东有没有任何问题
？Does anyone has any question？
既然没有任何问题，本人现在请一位股东动议，重新委任永井三之夫先生为本公司的执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
If there is no further question, I would like to invite a shareholder to move the re-elect of Mr. Nagai Misho to be the executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix the remuneration.
谢谢，请各位股东合议。谢谢，请司仪宣读下一提案。
Thank you. We will proceed the next resolution.
本项议案的第二项提案，重新委任吴淑萍女士为本公司的非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
And sub-resolution number 2 to the, this resolution is to re-elect Ms. Wu Shuping as non-executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix his remuneration.
请问各位股东有没有任何问题？
Does anyone have any question?
既然没有任何问题，本人现在请一位股东动议重新委任吴淑萍女士为本公司的非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
If there is no further question, I would like to invite a director to move the re-elect Ms. Wu Shuping as the non-executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix her remuneration.
谢谢，请各位股东合议。谢谢，请司仪宣读下一子案。
Thank you. We will proceed the next resolution.
本项议案的第三项子案，也就是重新委任江向台先生为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
A sub-resolution number 3 to this resolution is to re-elect Mr. Jiang Xiangtai as independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix her fixed remuneration.
请问各位股东有没有任何问题？
Does anyone have any question?
Yes. Mr. Chang, according to your biography on your university website, you are a professor in auditing, corporate governance, corporate finance, managerial accounting, and financial statement analysis. Now, isn't it obvious to you then, as an expert in these areas, that this company is, from any financial analysis, massively overcapitalized? And not fulfilling its fiduciary duty to shareholders to maximize company value by returning excess equity. And for $120,000 a year, is it really worth the risk to your credibility as a professor to sit on such a shameful board? Or if you cannot get them to do the right thing, shouldn't you resign?
江老师，根据您在大学网站上的介绍，您的专业是在auditing还有公司财务分析等等，所以我相信您对于这方面是一个专家。那您就您的专业来看，那公司金熙公司这方面，它没有将一些现金还给股东，来让公司的资金最佳化的话，您觉不觉得应该就是从大学教授辞任？对。
作为一个大学教授，我觉得我的这个参加公司的行为如何
？Could you speak into the microphone so everybody can hear and the recorder can hear？
作为一个大学教授，我觉得我兼任本公司的独立董事，那符合这个两地的联交所的相关规范，包括台湾的证交所的相关规范。那我也觉得我的行为符合公司治理的相关规范，我觉得这个是我个人的这个了解。那本项议案是这个重新委任江向才先生 为本公司的独立非执行董事，其授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金啊，当然各位可以就这个票决来决定是否聘任。以上是我的回答，谢谢。
As a professor in the university, being an independent executive director is in accordance with the law in Taiwan and Hong Kong. So, and my behavior is also in compliance with the corporate governance. So there, I think it is acceptable to be elected as the director. And in this resolution, we want to re-elect Mr. Jiang Xiangcai as the independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board of the directors of the company to fix his remuneration.
Mr. Cheng, I didn't say you were breaking the law. I didn't say you were not allowed to serve as an independent director. I'm asking why you continue to endorse this situation with your presence, thereby potentially tarnishing your image as an expert in corporate governance. I tried to reach out to you. I emailed you before all of this publicity that now surrounds this company. Before I went public, I wrote twice to Ms. Wu, and I wrote to you and to your fellow professor at the same university, who is also an independent director, but is not with us here today. I'm sure you received that email, but you didn't even have the courtesy to respond to that. Why didn't you respond to an independent shareholder trying to contact an independent director about the company?
江董事，我并不是在质疑你违反法律或者是不适任这个位置。我只是想要知道您作为这个专业这个领域的专业，为什么还会为这家公司背书？那在这之前，我也曾经 email 给你，我也有写了两次信给吴小姐。那我也同时也有写信给你的同事，也是金熙的董事。那他今天没来，所以我想要知道说，为什么您没有回我的信？就是作为一个非执行独立董事，为什么没有回信给一个股东呢？
那这个在公司治理里面，就对于公司事务的回答，我们会把所有人的要求公司事务的回答转给公司，我也把这些信都转交给公司去做统一的回答，啊，转交给公司。我想公司也有做了一些回复，对于任何股东的信都有做了一些回复。那公司以公司的立场做回复，我相信会比个人的立场来做回复要来得完整。
In the viewpoint of corporate governance, as independent director, I have transferred forward your email to the company, and the company has replied to you. So the company will has replied to you, and it is from the viewpoint of the company.
No, the company made no reference to you in their response to me. That was a response from Ms. Wu to an email I sent to her. It was nothing to do with you and I. I wrote to you separately, to you and your colleague, asking you as independent directors to take an interest in what's going on here and look at the realities of the financial situation of the company and advise as independent directors to advise your colleagues on the board to restructure the balance sheet, to remove the excess cash. And I got nothing back from you at all. You simply didn't want to respond. But what kind of independent director are you?
我收到的信是不是公司没有提到您，这是您转寄的信。那我只有收到吴小姐的回信，这我是个别再寄给您跟您的同事，这是不同的。然后我是问您是有关于对于公司这样财务上面治理上面的任何建议，但是一直都没有收到您的回信。
是，那这个问题我想跟现在聘任这个案子没有关系啊。那我再次强调，各位还是可以透过选举来决定是否聘任。
Well, this is your best election speech, then so be it.
所以我现在, 现在把这个事情交给股东会去做决定。啊，我尊重股东会的决定，我把聘不聘证这件事情交给股东会去做决定。那本人现在请一位股东动议，重新委任本人江向才为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定起酬金。
This question is not in accordance with the resolution, the sub-resolution number 3. So now we have to respect all the opinion from all the shareholders. So now we want to
Okay, well, I've given you a chance to make an election speech, basically. You are up for election at this moment. And I am telling you, I am voting against your re-election. I have no confidence in you as an independent director. The only reason that you will be re-elected today is because of the support of the controlling shareholders, which rather indicates why you're here. And I'm voting against all of the other directors, other than Mr. Nagai, because, you know, Mr. Nagai, you're the professional chief executive here, and I trust that you've been hired because you're the best person for the job. So I'm voting in favor of your re-election. I'm voting against the other directors. Thank you.
我们请一位股东
提问。
谢谢，谢谢，请示意宣读下一指案。
本项议案的第四项指案，重新委任周志明先生为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会一定期酬金。
We
should get that job before Lina.
I have resolution number 4 to this resolution is to re-elect Ms. Zhou Zhiming as independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix his remuneration. Does anyone have any question?
好，本人现在请一位股东动议，重新委任周志明先生为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
I would like to invite a shareholder to move the re-elect Ms. 周志明 as the independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix his remuneration.
谢谢，请一位股东合议。好，谢谢，请司仪宣读下一指案。
Now we will proceed our next resolution.
本项议案的第五项指案，重新委任王一奇先生为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会一定期酬金。
Sub-resolution number 5 to this resolution is to re-elect Ms.王一奇 as independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix his remuneration. Does anyone have any question?
本人现在请一位股东动议，重新委任王一奇先生为本公司的独立非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
I would like to invite a shareholder to move the re-elect Mr. 王义奇 as the independent non-executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix his remuneration.
好，谢谢，请一位股东合议。谢谢，请司仪宣读下一议案。
Thank you. Please, we will proceed to the next resolution.
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第四件事是选举董事，并授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
现在本人会就选举二位董事提出个别表决，请问各位股东有没有任何问题
？The fourth resolution of this meeting is to elect directors and to authorize the board of the company to fix the directors' remuneration. Now, I would like to test the resolution of electing two directors individually. Does anyone have any question?
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第16页第4项，考虑选举董事，并授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金，分别有中英文字对照，而本通函附录2有建议与股东周年大会选举董事的详细资料，请各位股东参阅，谢谢。
Shareholder may refer to resolution number 4 on page 16 of the notice, printed in both English and Chinese. That is, to consider the re-election of the retiring directors, the election of the directors, and to authorize the board of directors of the company to fix their remuneration. Shareholders may also refer to the
appendix second of the notice, where details of the directors proposed to be re-elected and elected are stated.
而本项议案的第一项指案，也就是委任赖仁先生为本公司的执行董事，及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。
请问各位股东有没有这样的？
Accept resolution number 1 to this resolution is to elect Mr. Lai Yuan as executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix his remuneration. Does anyone have any questions?
本人现在请一位股东动议委任赖以仁先生为本公司的执行董事及授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。
I would like to invite a shareholder to...
Sorry, I've got a question. Why have we got two resolutions, 3 and 4, that deal with the same issue, re-electing directors? Why aren't they all under one heading? Is there a difference here that I should be aware of?
The first resolution is to re-elect the directors.
But they are already directors. How can we not be re-electing them?
I
think you're saying it's every year they stand down.
No, it's not
that. Every year they retire and every year they re-elect.
Yeah, but these two guys, they are all incumbent directors. There's nobody new here, is there? Mr. Lai, is it? Is
Mr. Lai was the lowest.
Lai was our
non-executive
director. Well, in company law, there's no distinction. Directors are directors. The internal positions you give them on the board is not.
So is that okay to make it more clear?
Yeah.
Okay. 本人现在请一位股东动议，委任赖以仁先生为本公司的执行董事，及授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。
I would like to invite a shareholder to move to elect Mr. Lai Yuan to be the executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix the remuneration.
谢谢，请一位股东合议。谢谢，请司仪宣读下一
次。Thank you. We will proceed to the next resolution.
而本项议案的第二项指案，也就是委任廖国民先生为本公司的非执行董事，及授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。
请问各位股东有没有任何问题？
Accept resolution number 2 to this resolution is to elect Mr. Liao Guoming as non-executive director of the company and authorize the board of directors of the company to fix his remuneration. Does anyone have any question?
本人现在请一位股东动议委任廖国明先生为本公司的非执行董事及授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。
I would like to invite a shareholder to move to elect Mr. Liao Guoming to be the non-executive director of the company and authorize the board to fix the remuneration.
谢谢，请一位股东合议。谢谢，请司仪宣读下一指案。
Thank you. We will proceed to the next resolution.
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第五件事。是续聘德勤光煌城邦会计师行为合数师，及授权本公司董事会拟定其酬金。
请问各位股东对这项决议案有没有任何问题？
I'd like to ask in terms of page 26, that I mean the audit fees were $198,000, and then presume it's Deloitte that provided other services of $93,000. What are the other services that you're providing to this company? I mean, they make up about half the audit fees. Page 26, page 26, just at the top under auditor's remuneration.
他说第二十六页上面有讲到酬金的部分，那酬金有一个是19.8万，然后另外有一个是9.3万，是否其他服务的？请问这9.3万是做什么用的？
Apart from the audit services, the lawyer also provided some tax services to us.
So that's tax.
Yeah.
是关于税务方面的服务。
好，本人现在请一位股东动议通过续订合情专访审查的公司为合数师及授权本公司董事会厘定其酬金。谢谢，请一位股东合议。谢谢，请司仪宣读下一议案。
Now we will proceed our next resolution.
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第六件事是授予董事会配发及发行额外股份的一般授权。本决案如果获得通过，董事会将有权配发、发行及处置不超过本公司已发行股本20%的额外股份。
The first resolution of this meeting is to grant a general mandate of to the directors to issue along and deal with additional share of the company. If this resolution is passed, the board will be authorized to issue along and deal with additional shares not exceeding 20% of company's issued share capital.
请问各位股东对这项决议有没有任何问题？
Does anyone have any question about this resolution?
各位股东可参阅股东会。
有问题了。
Now, you know what I'm going to say, at least I hope you do, because I consistently vote against the general mandate in all company meetings unless it's reduced to a sensible level of 5% for cash purposes. But in Yorkie's case, I have to say something additional to that.Which is that your shares are trading at such a massive discount to a massive cash pile in the company, that you could have no conceivable legitimate reason for using this mandate. If you even press that trigger and use it, you'll probably be facing a writ from me and other shareholders faster than you can say breach of fiduciary duties. Okay, so don't even think about using this. I don't know why you're asking for it. You have far more cash on hand than you need. The last thing you should be thinking about is issuing shares for cash.
他说我反对这个5%的那个，我当然也反对。对于经济我有特别一点要说，就是经济有这么多的现金，我不知道为什么还要有这个发行这个、为什么还要有这个议案，因为经济本身已经有这么多现金可以使用了。
是，那这一个意见我想所有股东都已经听到了，那所有股东可以在等一下投票的时候表示意见。那本人现在请一位股东动议通过第六项议案所载的决议案为股东决议案，除非有人反对，否则我建议将该决议案当成已被宣读。
The company has fully understand this question and this question can be discussed at the meeting. So now I would like to invite a shareholder to move to pass the sixth resolution as an ordinary resolution unless anyone against it. I propose that this resolution has been read.
谢谢，请各位股东合议。谢谢，请司仪宣读下一议案。
Thank you. We will proceed to the next resolution.
本届股东周年大会所需处理的第七件事是授予董事会购回本公司已发行股份的一般授权。本决议案如果获得通过，董事会将有权按照所适用的法律及香港联交所上市规则购回不超过本公司已发行的10%的股份。
The sixth resolution of this meeting is to grant a general mandate to the board to repurchase shares of the company. If the resolution is passed, the board will be authorized to repurchase the shares not exceeding 10% of the company's issued shares in accordance with applicable law and listing rules of Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing Limited.
请问各位股东对这项决议案有没有任何问题？
Does anyone have any question about this resolution?
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第17、48页第7项之 A 至 C， 授予董事会购回本公司已发行股份的一般授权。同时亦可参阅附录一购回授权的说明函件，分别有中英文字对照。谢谢。
Shareholders may refer to resolution number 7A to C on page 17 to 18 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese. That is, to grant a general mandate to the directors to repurchase shares of the company. Meanwhile, you may refer to the affidavits to the notice where an explanatory statement of the repurchase mandate is stated. Thank you.
好，本人现在请一位股东动议通过第七项议案所载的决议案为本次决议案，除非有人反对，否则我建议将该决议案当成已被宣读。
I would like to invite a shareholder to move to pass the seventh resolution as an ordinary resolution. Unless anyone against it, I propose that this resolution has been passed.
谢谢，请一位股东合议。谢谢，
请
予宣读下一议案。
Thank you. We will proceed to the next resolution.
现在开始处理本大会通告的第八项所载的普通决议案。本决议案如获得通过，将会扩大股东会较早时批准给予董事会的一般配发及发行股份授权，即把该项授权规定的20%上限之范围扩大至包括根据第七项决议案的授权而可购回的本公司股本之面值总额。为增加的数额不得超过本决议案通过当日本公司已发行股本之面值总额的10%。
Now the eighth resolution is that if the resolution is passed, it will extend the general mandate granted to the directors to allow the issue shares of the company. That is to extend the limit of 20% to include the aggregate nominal amount of the company's share.That can be repurchased based on number 7th resolution. However, the amount should not exceed 10% of the aggregate nominal amount of the company's issued share on the date this resolution is passed.
请问各位股东对这项决议案有没有任何问题？
Does anyone have any question about this resolution?
各位股东可参阅股东会通函第18页第8项，扩大股东会较早时批准给予董事会的一般配发及发行股份授权，分别有中英文字对照。谢谢。
Shareholders may refer to the resolution number 8 on page 18 of the notice printed in both English and Chinese. That is to extend the general mandate granted to the directors to issue shares of the company. Thank you.
本人现在请一位股东动议通过第八项议案所载的决议案为普通决议案，除非有人反对，否则我建议将该决议案当成已被宣读。
I would like to invite a shareholder to move to pass the eighth resolution as an ordinary resolution. Unless anyone against it, I propose that this resolution has been read.
Sorry, just if I may, there's one question I have about this, the share repurchase mandate, which I vote in favour of, by the way, because it's a fair one. You could, if you use it, it's on market. Everyone can sell into this mandate if they wish. Why don't you use it? What process do you have for deciding whether or not to use that share repurchase mandate, given that the share price in the market now...is far less than even the net cash, let alone the net assets per share of this company. Surely it would generate value for shareholders, all shareholders, and for the company, if it were to repurchase outstanding shares. So what process do you have for evaluating this, and why does that process always result in not using the mandate?
对于这个买回库藏股的部分，我是个人是同意的。那为什么大家就是公司方面做的这个议案却没有使用它呢？所以我想要了解公司做这个决策就是不使用的决策的因素是什么。
We did exercise this mandate in 2007. We did some repurchases during the year.
At what price?
And well, wait, I don't have the record here.
I can tell. I can look up for you, but it was way higher than the current price, I believe.
And it that.That replied your question that we did before we didn't.
No, but...
What process do you have, systematic process at each board meeting for looking at this mandate that you have on the table and saying, should we use it or should we not use it? And why is it that even in today's circumstances you're not using it?
就是说你们用什么来决定说啊，我这次要收到这个要买回，然后什么时候不要这样子？就到什么时候就可能去买它？
对吗？
The average purchase price you paid in 2007 was 2 point. In 2007, you bought back 2.22 million shares at 2.117. Today, the shares are at about 78 cents, about one third of that price.
我们当时2007年买的股价差不多2.1，那现在其实是2.11，那现在其实是2.10，所以当时的价格价。你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买？你看到有没有人买
How do you have a process? How often does the board look at this question?
It depends on various situations. there are some consideration factors. So maybe it works before, but doesn't mean it works today.
What
so
do you mean by works? What would be the objective of working?
Well, the board will come together to discuss, you know, whether it's very efficient way, as you said, you know, at the end there will be certain consequence or results we can achieve. We need to consider all this and so on.
Well, it's a mathematical certainty that if you bought back shares today, you would increase net asset value per share, you know, and thereby add value to the remaining shareholders.
So do you think right now is the right time and the right price and after we've
so I'm asking what factors do you take into account? Do you actually have a process or are you just asking for the mandate routinely and then forgetting about it till the next AGM when you ask for it again?
The board will definitely come together and discuss the matter. We're going to say, well, since we have this, we do that. You know, definitely not. So there will be a process that the board will consider a lot of factors. You know, I can't say that, you know, we meet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there you go. And
Professor Chang, in the last year, how many times has this matter been discussed by the board?
我现在要请问,
Professor Chang, in the last year, how many times has the matter of share repurchases been discussed by the board, if at all? 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4? You only had 4 meetings. So how many times has the board discussed using or not using the share mandate, repurchase mandate?
我现在手上不一定会有充足的资料来回答您。The
company secretary then is here, is she? He? Are you the company secretary?
We definitely, every time in a board meeting, we'll discuss this. Otherwise,
every time.
We cannot go through all this, because this is one of the resolutions, right?
Well, no, this is the AGM. This is the company meeting. I'm asking you, in the board meetings, do you actually...
They would come across this question, definitely. But at the end...
So every your answer is that at every board meeting, this is on the agenda?
No.
That's what you just said, every board meeting.
No, I mean... when they have board meeting, they definitely discuss. They will have chance to discuss it at least one time.
Not a chance to discuss it. I mean, asking, do you discuss it as
yes,
a board?
Yes.
I mean, you're not a director, but I assume you're there as a company secretary. Does the board discuss whether to use this mandate? Is it on the? It should be on the agenda every time.
Yes.
They do. Yes, four times a year.
One time, there's an AGM, there's a resolution.
How many board meetings do you have in the year? You're contradicting yourself now. You have
at least four.
Four.
Yes.
And every board meeting of those four?
No, I didn't say every board meeting.
Okay, how many board meetings a year do you actually discuss? Not just what should be in the AGM agenda, but as a board of directors, how often do you discuss the repurchase mandate? Or do you just only think about it when it's time to draft the agenda for the next AGM?
I told you that's our one time.
Once a year.
Once a year.
So once a year you're just looking at the agenda and saying let's put it on the AGM notice.
you're basically telling me that you aren't discussing this as a board. You've got the mandate, and you're, you know, you don't think about whether to use it at all. It's bizarre. You should. You should have it on the agenda. Towards the bottom, after the main business of the meeting. Okay, now let's turn to the regular item, share buyback mandate.
Yes, okay.
Should we use it or should we not use it?
Okay, we seriously consider, you know, to put this...
what factors do we have?
Every board meeting, you know, to be discussed, you know.
I want the board to minute a decision each time to use or not to use the buyback mandate so that you have on record, with reasons, what your decision is. If you take that power from shareholders, which we're giving you as a mandate, you should actually have a process for diligently deciding whether to use it or not.
Thank
Otherwise,
so much,
I don't see how
you
can follow fiduciary duties.
Yeah, thank you so much for your advice. We'll consider, you know, to be discussed later.
谢谢，谢谢。接下来请新生出席的股东或股东代表就以上八项议案进行填写及签署投票表格，并在适当的空格内画上勾号或填写笔数，以表示投票赞成或反对这项决议。出席的股东如果先前曾经递交代表委任表格，而现在不想改变您的代表委任表格中的投票指示的话，就不需要再填写任何投票表格。
Are you with the registrar? Show me your badge.
Okay,
right, okay. Right, thank you.
Now I would like to our share registrar to collect the form. Our shareholders and representatives, in order to save your precious time and not to keep you here, the vote result will be published on the website of the company and the stock exchange of Hong Kong Limited later in the day. All the business of the meeting has been transacted. And if there is no further business to be proposed by the shareholder, I will announce that the meeting is closed. Thank you all for your attending this meeting today.